It's very emotional. I got here just after dawn for the press check-in, which is several hours before the dedication ceremony is supposed to start. And it's a very foggy day. And you saw a lot of the sort of the types that you saw after 9/11. There were a lot of emergency vehicles, Port Authority police, construction workers, people who seemed to be members of families who were here to sort of make this closure a reality to themselves. And the museum itself, although I haven't toured it intimately, I had to go through a lot of the labyrinth of the museum to get down here, which is underground. And it's incredibly moving. It's very dark and very somber tones. And it has a sort of a feeling of kind of a mortuary sort of thing. And the family members and other recordings are being played constantly through the loudspeakers. And it really brings the emotional tone of that day very much to mind.
What do you remember of 9/11?
Well, actually, I was in Washington in 9/11. I mean, I'm a New Yorker, but I happened to be in Washington that day. When 9/11 happened, I mean, I was driving to work, and I heard that a plane had hit the World Trade Center. I thought it was a fluke, and I got there, and it turned out there was a second plane. I got to VOA. And I immediately went over to the White House as close as I could get because it was being evacuated, and then I went to the Pentagon. All I remember from that was there were about 200 ambulances lined up trying to get into the flaming Pentagon, but it was too hot for them to enter. And so this vision of 200 or 300 ambulances just sort of sitting there helpless while people were, you know, roasting inside was really quite a deal. I took the first train into New York City on the morning of September 12th. I mean, they closed the island. When I went into New York, it was like unlike anything I'd ever seen. I mean, I know the city very, very well, and there was a sort of a hush over everything. It smelled really accurate, and people were very panicked because they were looking for their loved ones and their families, and I went right to where the hospitals and other places where they were looking for people, and it was just people didn't know what was happening, and it was smell everywhere, and it was a dark day, and I'll never forget that.
I've heard that the museum today is absolutely amazing and very moving and very powerful, and that they deliberately made it as powerful as they could. Do you find that it's appropriate for this terrible occasion in U.S. history?
Yeah, I mean, the museum is a complex of different kinds of things. It's kind of a tourist destination, but it's also a mortuary and a monument. It's a place where you can buy T-shirts, but it's also a place where you can come and mourn. From what I've seen, it's very, very, it's a very powerful experience to keep going underground, deeper and deeper underground, like you're entering a cave, almost, you know, sort of within yourself. And it's the vision of sort of being buried and the idea of sort of being rebirth, are kind of both present in this underground complex. It seems appropriate. I haven't seen it all. There's a mangled fire truck outside and all kinds of steel that was taken from the site. Photographs of people who died and loved ones wondering whether they would ever see, you know, their fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers again. So it seems appropriate so far because it really hit me right in the stomach. And I wasn't really expecting that.